This week on Young Money Radio, a college degree is a must-have, but a career after college is even better, especially if you have student loans to repay. Have you ever considered working for the federal government? The U.S. government employs nearly 3 million people, nearly 2% of the total workforce. As baby boomers retire, 1.3 million of those jobs will become available. But getting these well-paying jobs with benefits and long-term career opportunities requires some work. Our special guest on Young Money Radio is author Dennis Damp, who just finished the 10th edition of the book of U.S. government jobs. Dennis also spent 35 years working for the government and knows exactly what it takes to secure a job. It's your life right now. Welcome to Young Money Radio. Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from allstudentloan.org, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
I couldn't pay my bills.
All this debt was ruining my life.
There had to be a way out.
Do you have more debt than you can manage? Are the bill collectors closing in? Do you wonder where to turn? Call InCharge Debt Solutions. We can help. InCharge Debt Solutions is a nonprofit provider of financial education and credit counseling services dedicated to helping you get out of debt and showing you how to keep this from ever happening again. We're here to help you take control of your debts and achieve long-term financial well-being.
In charge? Well, they stopped the collection calls, reduced my interest rates, and lowered my monthly payments.
Now, I only have one affordable monthly payment, so I can keep living my life.
They listened to my situation and designed a solution that was right for me. Now I have my life back.
Gather your bills and call InCharge Debt Solutions now for a free consultation.
Call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-877-438-6886, 877-438-6886.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from All Student Loan, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
Young Money Radio.
And welcome back. We're so happy to have you here with us, and you've picked a great time to be part of the show because we have a very special guest joining us on the creditbooster.com guest line, as all our guests do, the author of the 10th edition of the book of U.S. government jobs, where they are, what's available, and how to get one. Our very special guest joining us on the line is Dennis Damp. Dennis, thank you for taking time to be with us.
Oh, glad to be here.
Now, you've authored some 21 books. You yourself spent 35 years in federal service, correct?
That's correct.
All right, so you know what you're talking about, and I have to tell you, this new edition is incredible. I know you've done some addition to it, updated and expanded. It has a lot of good stuff inside.
Yeah, we really put a lot of effort into this update, and I retired 2 years ago from the Federal Aviation Administration after 36 years service, and What I did in this edition was interject my personal experiences and guidance that I couldn't give out due to conflict of interest and ethics issues when I was permanently or full-time employed with the government.
Right.
So this one I was able to really let loose and give the information that people really need with significant guidance to help them through the process.
Well, I think it's really important, Dennis, when people think of government jobs, I think, you know, they might have a certain thought process they may block it out, maybe thinking that you have to have, you know, some special military expertise or some kind of special background to even be considered. But I don't think that's the case, is it?
No, it's not. And it goes even further than that. Many still think that there's entrance exams, civil service exams required. And over 80% of all jobs today don't require in the federal sector a written formal exam. What they do is examine your education and background through the application process, and then you compete against all other applicants on a point system based on the quality and quantity of your work history, experience, and education.
So you're really going in with your skills, with your background, just as you would with most other jobs then?
Yes, that's correct. And the only downside to that is, it's not a downside, it's just a fact of life, is that the application process is convoluted, to say the least, and quite difficult initially until you get used to the process. It's nothing like the typical one-page federal-style private sector resume. The federal-style resume can be anywhere from 3 to 7 pages long, and even longer with additional requirements such as knowledge, skills, and ability statements and qualification or occupational questionnaires that are sometimes required.
Some people may be surprised at the number of government jobs that are available. There are a lot more than I think people think.
And that is true. And there's actually roughly 2.7 million civilian federal employees currently employed. And of that, 1.3 million are currently eligible for regular or early retirement. Most of those are baby boomers like myself. I was at the lead to the exodus. I left at age 55 with 35 years, 7 months service, and there's many more following me, and that's going to create tremendous opportunities for those who truly want to get into the federal sector. It pays well, the benefits are exceptional, and it's a lifelong career with job security in most cases.
Well, that's one of the biggest questions I want to ask you, and it's especially great that you spent all that time in federal service, because you know, people aren't quite sure what it's like. Now, I've met and I have personally worked with people who are in federal service, and they all seem happy, Dennis. And they seem like it's a good place to be. Obviously, I guess that was your feeling. I mean, you're obviously not anti a federal job.
No, it was one of the best things that could have ever happened to me. I began my career not by choice. I was drafted in 1968 and spent 4 years on active duty, and then after that applied for and was selected for positions in the federal sector and worked my way up. And people are generally happy in the federal sector, and I wouldn't use that term lightly. You have good pay, you have solid benefits, you have upward mobility potential, promotion potential. You can travel. You can relocate to literally almost anywhere in the free world, and they pay very attractive retirement options under what they call the FERS system, Federal Employees Retirement System. Very liberal sick leave pay and benefits. Now, there are downsides to federal employment as well. I mean, people have to deal with the bureaucracy, the paperwork, sometimes what you might consider insane rules and regulations, but to be successful in the federal sector, you learn to work with them and learn to make them work for you, and it can be a very rewarding career all the way around.
Dennis Damp, our special guest. The book is the 10th edition of the Book of U.S. Government Jobs, Where They Are, What's Available, and How to Get One. Dennis, that brings up a good point. What kind of person, is there a certain person that fits well into a federal job?
That's a good question. It depends. The concept in federal employment is you want to match your skills and your likes and dislikes and your temperament to the position. And there are actually agencies such as the Postal Service that now spend an inordinate amount of time looking for individuals and profiling them, so to speak, for whether or not they will fit into that environment. A big part of the postal exam process, which is the one agency that still does the majority of entrance exams, is a very detailed 150, 200-question personal assessment. And they have psychologists and teams that look at this to see if that individual will fit into that particular occupation. Mm. But people have to realize that there are over 900 specific occupations, almost every occupation with few exceptions that you have in the private sector, you have in the government sector. So if, for instance, you want to enter healthcare and you don't like dealing with patients, you could go into lab work or into research and development. If you're a people person in healthcare, you're going to want to do patient care and intervention and work directly with the team. But every temperament is there, from law enforcement to entry-level administrative to working independently as an electronics technician, as I did early in my career. It's all there if you seek it out.
And as you wrote in the book, the average annual salary now exceeds $67,000.
And that'll go up in January. And on top of that, when you add benefits into that, pay and compensation plus benefits in the federal sector, the average is $106,871 compared to $53,288 for the private sector. Those aren't my statistics. That's directly from the United States Bureau of Economic Analysis.
That's incredible. Dennis Depp, our guest. The book is The Book of U.S. Government Jobs, the 10th edition, completely updated and expanded, and an incredible resource for you, especially if you're even considering it. Not just, you don't have to be in the job market currently. You can be considering a move, thinking about some options. This is an excellent place to start. More with Dennis when we return, and we'll talk about how you can begin to prepare yourself to find and apply for government jobs. Straight ahead. Hi, I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from All Student Loan, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
Credit card debt was ruining my life.
I didn't know what to do.
I was on the verge of bankruptcy.
Have you exceeded your limits? Are collectors constantly calling? Do you feel overwhelmed by debt? Then take the path of others like you. Let InCharge Debt Solutions help.
Working with InCharge sets my mind at ease.
InCharge Debt Solutions is a nonprofit organization that makes your financial freedom the number one priority. We can help you escape the debt trap.
One client, I'll never forget her. It was her last payment, and she just wanted to call me and say she couldn't believe she was out of debt.
You make one affordable monthly payment. InCharge does the rest.
InCharge, stop the collection calls.
InCharge Debt Solutions changed my life.
Take advantage of this wonderful service that's private and confidential. Please don't wait another minute. Gather your bills and call InCharge today for help.
877-438-6886. That's 877-438-6886. 877-438-6886.
Young Money Radio.
And we're back with our very special guest, the author of the book of U.S. Government Jobs, the 10th edition. Dennis Damp is the author, and Dennis joins us. Dennis, one question I did have for people who may be currently employed in the private sector thinking of getting an interest in, a government job, a federal position. Is it possible to move, what would they call in the industry a lateral move? If you're an executive, fairly well paid in the private sector, if you move to the federal sector, do you then kind of move down in rank, so to speak, for lack of a better term, and have to work your way up within the federal system? Or can you kind of make a sort of lateral move in some cases?
Oh, you can definitely make lateral moves. I did that when I entered federal service from being discharged from the military and going to work with the Department of Defense initially. Most people come in lateral and work their way up. However, even for the senior executive service, and higher level positions, when an agency bids a job and issues a job announcement, they list what the qualifications are, the core education, background, work history, skills, and special abilities that you have for that position. And if you apply for that position and if you're rated at the top of the list or close to the top of the list, you'll more than likely go in for an interview and have a good chance of impressing the interviewer and landing the job. It's based on credentials, and they take nepotism and favoritism out of it with this very complex application process. The key is to understand the process. And once you understand the process and know what they're looking for, it becomes very easy for you to bid on multiple positions, and there's literally 30,000 to 40,000 jobs advertised in the federal sector every week.
Every week?
Every week. And if you go to federaljobs.net, our companion website, and go to the resource page, we list 142 or three federal recruiting agencies where you can go to specific agencies. For instance, if you're interested in law enforcement, you would click on the agencies like Homeland Security or the Department of Treasury, and it will take you right to their main site where you can explore the careers and look at the list. We also send you to USA Jobs, which lists between 18 and 20,000 jobs each week, and there's lots of opportunities out there.
That is incredible. Now, as you said, this is a little bit of a different process than what you'd find in the private sector. So how would someone begin? Obviously, they should begin by getting a copy of the book of U.S. Government Jobs by Dennis Damp. What is the process of preparing yourself that is different from what you'd normally do in the private sector?
In the private sector, you have typically a one-page, one-sided private sector resume.
Yeah.
And it's so generic that it could never get through the process for the federal sector. Where many, many people make the mistake in the private sector that are first approaching the federal government is they submit a typical private sector resume. And they will be rated, believe me, at the bottom of the list, because I was also a classification specialist and rater and recruiter and hired for the FAA for many years. And I would go into our headquarters in New York and go through literally hundreds each year of applications, of which 80 to 90% were not sufficient to get rated.
Wow.
And so you have to be willing to put in the effort to compile your work history, your education, your special skills, knowledge, and background so that it matches up with the job announcement's specialized skills and abilities that they're looking for. And in the book of U.S. Government Jobs, I have like a 90-page chapter just on how to evaluate the job announcement with numerous examples of federal-style resumes that will get your foot in the door. But you need to know the process, and you have to know how they rate those applications when they get them. And that one section alone, if you just read nothing else, it would help you understand how to rate higher so you'd have a better chance of getting your foot in the door.
Dennis Damp, our guest, he's the author of the book of U.S. Government Jobs, Where They Are, What's Available, and How to Get One. You know, Dennis, as you're saying that, I'm thinking to myself, wow, there's 30, 40,000 jobs a week. And immediately when you start talking about the fact that you have to do a little bit of work to apply for these jobs, you're not just blast faxing or emailing your resume to thousands of different locations. I mean, you have to do some work. You've immediately eliminated a lot of people who aren't willing to do that work.
You know, that's such a good point that you brought up, because when I did recruiting with the Federal Aviation Administration, we would have highly qualified people that were far superior with background, education, and work experience than the ones sometimes that would get hired because they simply wouldn't put the effort into the paperwork. And the other side of it is you don't have to buy a book to understand the process. My books are available, and they're recommended by Library Journal. They're available at libraries. So if you can't afford the book, that isn't a good enough excuse. Go to the library, check out a copy, and get your foot in the door and start the process.
But there absolutely is a different process for this, as you've heard so far from Dennis Damp, and you need to prepare yourself. So you've got to work on a resume. So it's really a job by job. There's no create a federal resume that's going to work with every available job, is there, Dennis? I guess once you find a discipline, you could kind of use a core resume federal resume, and you kind of work that out. You teach how to do that in the book, right?
Yes, and that's a very good point. If you're bidding on within what they call the same family, a family is a group of related occupations, and they're in series sequence. For instance, 300 is administrative management, 1800 is law enforcement, and so forth, 2200 information technology. And if you're bidding within that group, and you've developed a good federal-style resume based on Chapter 6 of the Book of U.S. Government Jobs, you can typically use it for other related jobs in that series with few exceptions. And those exceptions are every job that you bid on, you need to look at the job announcement and highlight what's in the under specialized skills and duties and responsibilities. Take a highlighter and actually highlight those key words and phrases. And if, in fact, you have those key skills and specialized experience, embed them verbatim as they're written in a job announcement in your work history write-up and knowledge, skill, and ability statements, and you'll rate so much higher. And what my point there is when you go from one job to the other, that's the first thing you have to do. Look at the job announcement. Make sure that the duties and specialized experience in the new job you're bidding for are the exact same as previous. You can send it in. If it's not, you need to make some minor modifications to your new one to capture those skills.
Our very special guest is Dennis V. Damp. He's the author of some 21 books and a recognized government employment expert. He's written the Book of U.S. Government Jobs, the 10th edition. And more with Dennis when we return.
I couldn't pay my bills.
All this debt was ruining my life.
There had to be a way out.
Do you have more debt than you can manage? Are the bill collectors closing in? Do you wonder where to turn? Call InCharge Debt Solutions. We can help. InCharge Debt Solutions is a nonprofit provider of financial education and credit counseling services dedicated to helping you get out of debt and showing you how to keep this from ever happening again. We're here to help you take control of your debts and achieve long-term financial well-being.
InCharge? Well, they stopped the collection calls, reduced my interest rates, and lowered my monthly payments.
Now, I only have one affordable monthly payment, so I can keep living my life.
They listened to my situation and designed a solution that was right for me. Now I have my life back.
Gather your bills and call InCharge Debt Solutions now for a free consultation.
Call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-877-438-6886. 877-438-6886.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from All Student Loan, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
Young Money Radio.
And we're back with Dennis Damp. He's the author of the Book of U.S. Government Jobs, Where They Are, What's Available, and How to Get One. Dennis is just rich with resources. I mean, you could spend a lot of time. I guess, is there a straight line? If you're someone who maybe currently is unemployed and very interested in a federal position, is there a straight line? You need to get the resume, obviously. You need to go to the resources. There are no shortcuts, though, are there?
No, there's really not, with a few exceptions. For example, the federal government hires over 63,000 students every year. And so if you get into a student program, which basically is such as a stay-in-school type program or advanced learning program, there are ways that once you get into that process, they will help you through the process of filing your paperwork, and when jobs become open, you can be offered a position from student jobs. But otherwise, there is no shortcut, and the job's not done until the paperwork's done. You get the paperwork done right, you put quality time into compiling your work history and background, and if you're a recent graduate, make it highlighting your accomplishments in college. Many people, when they're applying, forget special accomplishments or skills. They neglect to put in there that they were they graduated at the top of their class, or they were the president of the accounting club or what have you. Those things count. Or if they did a special project in school and they're just applying for their first job, they need to really highlight that and explain in depth what that project was that highlights the skills that they're looking for in the job announcement. And they'll do so much better.
Dennis Damp, our guest, the book of U.S. government jobs. As you've been speaking, Dennis, I'm thinking to myself, you know, you really, I think we did a show a couple of months ago, and we talked about the fact that maybe up to 70% of resumes had information on them that was inaccurate. You know, people bend the truth a little bit. I'm thinking with what you're describing here, you've got to be really careful with what you put on your resume for a federal position. It sounds like the scrutiny is going to be a little stricter than what you might find in the private sector.
It absolutely is. And when you apply for the job, if you do put incorrect or inaccurate information on there, you have to sign what's called a 306 declaration of employment when you hire in. And essentially what you're saying is if you falsified the documents, you can be removed immediately without cause. So you have to be careful. There's always different degrees of experience. And you need to make sure you include everything honestly to the level that you've actually performed that knowledge, skill, ability, or skill set when you're describing it in your work description.
What about moving from different department to department? For example, you mentioned you worked in the FAA. Once you're there, is it difficult to move to another government office, division, department, or is that fairly easy?
It's fairly easy because once you become a competitive federal civil servant, you can apply directly to those agencies when they have openings, or even in advance of openings, then they can pull from the list of current federal employees prior to going out to the streets. So you actually have an added benefit. It's very easy to transfer. I transferred many times in the federal government. I went from the Department of Defense to the Federal Aviation Administration and to various locations or various different jobs at different locations within the FAA. If you want to go overseas, there's 100,000, actually 98,000 overseas employees, of which 68,000 or 69,000 are American citizens working overseas.
It's incredible.
You can work in just any major metropolitan area if your skill set's needed there, and there's a need for employing that skill set there.
The world is open to you. The book is The Book of U.S. Government Jobs, 10th edition. Our special guest, Dennis Damp. Dennis, thank you for taking time and being with us. Very important book and valuable information.
I was glad to be here, and certainly anytime you want me back, just give me a call.
This edition of Young Money Radio is made possible by the In Charge Education Foundation and Young Money Magazine. Your continued corporate and personal support of our financial literacy mission for all young people is greatly appreciated. Sponsorships make the production of this program and the publication and distribution of Young Money Magazine on college campuses nationwide possible. To help lend your support, or if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, send an email to radio@youngmoney.com. Young Money Magazine is a publication of the In Charge Education Foundation, a national nonprofit financial education organization. I'm Mike Sciano, and for everyone here at Young Money, thanks for listening and enjoy your life right now.